Higher taxes, federal spending cuts, disappointing growth rates. Later this morning, we're going to see what effect those things all had on hiring last month. The Labor Department's monthly employment report is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and as usual, we'll update when that happens. In the meantime, NPR's Yuki Noguchi joins us to discuss what is expected and what we should be looking for in this April report. And Yuki, where do economists think the labor market stands as of now?
Well, the question is whether the labor market is slowing from the plodding pace that it's been going at, or whether it's essentially holding up. There are a number of forecasts, which are basically economist estimates of what they think. And the forecasts say that there could be about 150,000 net new jobs added. The unemployment rate is expected to remain where it is, which is at 7.6%.
You said right there, either slowing from its plodding pace or essentially holding up. It sounds like the chances of really good news off the table. And economists last month, I mean, the report that came out was much worse than expected. This doesn't sound like this is going to be much better.
Well, yeah, that's the worry. I mean, the worry is actually that we're going to continue to slow down through the summer. On the one hand, we're seeing fewer people are getting laid off, which is, of course, a good sign. On the other hand, however, private sector hiring seems to be slowing, so there's an offset there. And, of course, with this report, the focus is going to be on trying to figure out where we might see evidence of the government spending cuts.
This was the sequestration that we all talked about in Washington.
Exactly. Okay. For example, a survey this week showed layoffs at aerospace and defense contractors, and most of those are because of the spending cuts. So these ripple effects are there, but they're hard to pinpoint. But it may also be that people are just spending less. I mean, workers are paying payroll taxes this year for the first time in a couple of years, so obviously, household budgets are tighter, and that may be the culprit.
So much news about these automatic spending cuts in Washington, but we might not be able to actually measure how much of an effect that,
right,
that's
having.
Right,
we'll have to infer it from other data. One number that might be interesting is the average hours worked. Obviously, if you have a job but you're taking a day off every couple of weeks because of the furlough, that will reduce the number of hours that you work.
But you're not considered unemployed at that point.
Right,
you still have a
job.
That's
exactly right. You're not unemployed. You're still working, but it does affect the hours worked. There's another thing that may affect hours worked, and that's the health care law. The bulk of that law is set to take effect next year, and there's anecdotal evidence anyway that employers may be cutting back part-time hours. So if you work 30 or more hours a week, the law says your employer has to pay for your health insurance or pay a penalty. So you can see how that may create an incentive to pare back some part-time hours.
Yeah, to bring back those hours.
Right, exactly. And it may, I mean, again, I stress may because we don't really know how much this is a factor. It may be affecting hiring, too, because especially for small businesses that have about 50 employees, I mean, businesses with more than 50 employees will have to pay health insurance or pay that penalty. And so you may see those employers try to stay below that 50 number. But we don't have a sense of how big a factor that is macroeconomically.
Well, Yuki, last month there were a lot of people who dropped out of the labor force, which had an effect of bringing the unemployment rate down. Usually that's good news when the unemployment rate goes down, but we had talked about that maybe that wasn't the best news. I wonder whether we can expect to see that happen again, and if so, what should we take from it?
Well, that would be really bad, David, because overall, the labor force should actually be growing with population. Some people obviously leave because they retire or they go back to school, and that's normal and healthy. But last month, you saw 500,000 people drop out of the labor force, and the assumption is that a lot of them stopped looking because they just assumed they couldn't find a job. And as you say, that helped bring down the jobless rate. But it's sort of like saying, you know, people just sort of disappeared into the woodwork. I mean, they're still there. They still don't have a job. They're not working. But they're just not counted as unemployed because they're not technically looking for a job.
All right, we'll be watching for those jobs numbers and the new unemployment rate coming later this morning. Yuki, thanks.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.